This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Mark Shuttleworth.
It is Rock Talk. My name is Mark Shuttleworth, and joining us on the phone is Debbie Salmon. Debbie is the vice president over at Al Siegel here in Rochester. Hello, Debbie. How are you?
Nice to talk with you, Mark. Thanks so much for having me today.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I think a lot of people are familiar with Al Siegel, the name, the organization, maybe even if it's just, you know, tangentially. But can you give us a quick rundown of what Al Siegel is and the services that are provided?
Certainly. Well, this past year, we celebrated our 60th anniversary of the founding of Al Siegel Community of Agencies. And what started was with a group of parents and advocates who want to create a convenient, accessible space that could bring together many agencies under one roof with shared spaces and specialized support that can really support the mission and program of the member eight of the different agencies. Al Siegel itself does not provide services, but we provide services to the agencies who are in one of our many campuses. We have 6 campuses within the greater Rochester area.
Okay, wow. So over the years, you must have assisted. I can't imagine how many families you have helped.
That is true. And currently, we serve about 55, our member agencies serve about 55,000 children, adults, and their families.
Wow.
And we have 7 member agencies. That includes CP Rochester, EPI, which is Empowering People's Independence. They're known for their chocolate ball. Medical Motor Service, the National MS Society, the Rochester Hearing and Speech Center, Rochester Rehabilitation, and our newest member agency, Starbridge.
Wow. So when somebody listening or somebody in our community needs the services, so they reach out to you? Is that how that goes? They just pick up the phone and call you guys, or how does that work?
They check our website at alsiegel.org,
right,
and it lists information about each one of our member agencies and some of our other organizations that are tenants here at our building on Elmwood Avenue in the corner of Elmwood and South Avenue. And it may be a particular need. Someone has cerebral palsy. Someone needs hearing testing. They might have a child that has slow speech. They might be able to go to Rochester Hearing and Speech Center. There's a drive-on program. There's a program for people with epilepsy and brain injuries. Wide range of things. People with MS. So they can reach out to our website and find out which of the member agencies might be able to provide the services that could help their family members.
How do most people find out about the Al Siegel community of agencies? Is it a referral from a doctor, or is it just that they just know?
They could be any source. It could be a referral from a doctor, from a school member, a family member. You know, for as well as we've been around for 60 years, we're still a well-kept secret.
Mm-hmm.
But with this being February, as we call it, and our Just One campaign, that brings some awareness to the community of what the services are provided by our member agencies each year.
Mm. So we're speaking with Debbie Salmon, VP over at the Al Siegel Community of Agencies. So let's talk about that. You mentioned the Just One campaign. You threw the word blue into February. Very clever. Let's hear all about that. Tell our audience what that involves.
Sure. This is our 33rd year of having the Just One campaign, and how it started was in 1991, we needed a way to raise some additional funds to complete construction on a building. And the idea was simple. Oh, let's ask for just $1. Well, it defeats every common fundraising rule in many ways. But people responded because they felt that they could make a difference by even contributing $1. Hmm. And it may be, maybe a dollar, it may be $5, it may be $10. But the whole idea, like with Al Siegel, that everyone can be included and be engaged and involved. We're about achieving more together. So turning to the community for their help and helping us to provide the wonderful dedicated spaces that we in turn can help our member agencies can make all the difference in the world.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. So tell me about the blue envelopes. What's
sure.
that about?
Well, the Just One logo is blue, and about 500,000 were mailed out at the beginning of February, as we call it every year. And every dollar really worked to create the opportunities for everyone to be included in community life. The beautiful part is that people write handwritten notes during the time also, how a family member might have been helped or how they appreciate being asked to give an amount that lets everyone take part. And we have some wonderful, you know, quotes for some notes. Like, there's one father included a handprint on a folded piece of notebook paper, and he talked about his four-year-old daughter asked if she could take part two. And since she had not learned to write, he drew an outline of her hand and asked her to sign the note. And we considered her helping hand is a wonderful reminder of how Just One still resonates three decades later.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It really is. And you said over the years you've served over 55,000 children and adults?
Yes, it's currently this year.
Oh, just this year,
my gosh. This year alone. We started with about 3,000 when the doors opened over, you know, in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And today, you know, it reaches 55,000 people. And, you know, during COVID, we stayed open. All of our member agencies were essential services and provide the needed services that helped people make it through that, you know, terrible time for so many people.
What geographic area do you serve? Is it the greater Rochester area? Does it extend down into the Finger Lakes? Or what's our area?
It really, well, the Al Siegel itself is based basically in Monroe County, but our member agencies reach out to the upstate New York, to Binghamton, to Buffalo, to Syracuse. It depends upon the outreach. The National MS Society folks, you know, really take care of every part of New York State except for Westchester and downstate.
Hmm. So is every city in America, are they fortunate enough to have an Al Siegel organization like this, or is this something that really sets Rochester apart?
This is what sets Rochester apart. You know, the social purpose real estate and the idea that we can achieve more together and have common space, whether it may be a gymnasium or a therapy pool at a building to help people's needs. We'd like to replicate it someday, but it takes a lot of trust that people can come together. And, you know, there was the whole idea with our namesake, Al Siegel, who was also a radio broadcaster, so you're in good company. really had did a radio broadcast at noontime and, you know, had the world's worst radio voice saying, "Howdy, neighbor." And he basically reached out to the community. Someone needs a bicycle. Someone needs a wheelchair. Can you help them? And when it came time to naming our center, actually a couple years after his passing, that what better name to represent is Al Siegel, and because he represented the best of people in this community.
I love that. What a great origin story that is. We're speaking with Debbie Salmon, the VP over at Al Siegel Communities of Agencies here in the Rochester area. Now, we're going to give you their website, and because Al Siegel is a little unusual to spell, I'll spell it for you. It's alsigl.org. That's alsigl.org, and you can find all kinds of information on their website. Now, back on February 3rd, was it an activity, a thing that happened? Tell us about that.
We call it Just One Day.
Just One Day, right.
And it's an opportunity for young people in schools to take part and contribute by collecting donations and raising awareness about Al Siegel's mission. And in all, about over 2,000 future community leaders joined together to celebrate our vision.
Wow.
Where they're still collecting funds as we go along. And that's pretty amazing to see the response from young people, maybe middle schools or high schools. But, you know, everyone can make a difference.
Now, why do you think it's important to engage kids in a way like that?
They're our future.
Yeah.
There's so much our future. And the most opportunities we can provide them is opportunities to take part in some of the programs and services. Some of them volunteer for some of our member agencies and take part in special events each year also. But it really makes a difference. It puts a focus. They may have some students in their class that have special needs. And that just helps reinforce how they can support the work that they're doing and helping them achieve more as well.
That's pretty remarkable. Now, then, because you guys don't sit still for very long, February 9th, you guys had a Just One Night, a celebrity bartending. Tell us about this.
That started several years ago by our Al Siegel Council. It's a group of young professionals. They want to find a way to raise money to help support Al Siegel. So we provided a friendly competition between our foundation board, our board of trustees, and our young professionals group, and to see who has bragging rights for the wonderful trophy that they can win each year. and really has a lot of fun and creates opportunities for people to take part in a different way. And as you know, a confined area time frame, like 2 hours, it took place, and we're still collecting monies. And this was held this year at Panavino on the Avenue.
Yeah.
And for years, the council's challenged the governors and trustees. So it's a lot of fun at board meetings to see who the winner is each year.
I bet. Mm-hmm. I bet. A great restaurant, too, Panavino on the Avenue, for sure. And then you got something coming up on the 17th here in the next few days. Tell us about that.
We do. It's one of our new events for our Al Siegel Sports Committee. It's called A Lift for Ability Ski Benefit. And that's going to be held, as you mentioned, on Friday the 17th at Hunt Hollow Ski Club. And it's our second year, and it gets an opportunity for people to enjoy an afternoon of open ski and lunch and après ski entertainment as well. But inclusive in this, they have an adaptive recreation program that we help support. Shared ski adventures will be on hand, and people could try out adaptive equipment, a sit ski, or particular devices that could help someone go back and find their joy. Is one of our friends who has MS. She was a wonderful skier, but she, because of her MS, she could do it. But she could use a sit ski and still zoom down that hill like there's no tomorrow. A lot of fun. But there's still opportunities for people to take part, and they can visit our website, as you mentioned, alsiegel.org, and click on our events page to find out how they can register.
You guys have so much going on, and I absolutely love that. And how many years do you say? Is it 50 years, 60?
60 years for the agency to be founded. Wow. Originally, and for the Just One campaign, it's 33 years. So again, it still works.
Yeah, it's a long, rich history, and I love that Just One, where it was, where it went against everything any kind of fundraising had ever done, where it's just a dollar, just a dollar, and
definitely,
just to see how it works, it serves its purpose, and it gets people involved who otherwise may say, well, you know, I got to sit this one out. I don't have the funds to make a difference. I can't do anything, but just $1 makes a difference.
If they haven't received an envelope, they can visit our website, or they can do a text, Al Siegel, at 56651. That's text to Al Siegel at 56651 to donate. So we want to provide many opportunities for people to offer their support.
I love that. Let me give you the website one more time. It's alsiegel.org, alsiegel.org, the website. Or, like Debbie just said, you can text 56651 and contribute that way from your cell phone. Absolutely love it. Is there anything else you want to let our listeners know, Debbie, before we wrap up here this morning?
Well, it wouldn't be possible for the Doing Just One campaign without our sponsors, like the Bonadio Group and Valley Propane and Fuels, Hardest Creek and Emery, Tompkins Financial Advisors, Tri-Tower Telecom, and U.S. Sealing. That make it possible for us to do that, to do marketing across the community. We do it once a year, and that's, you know, through wonderful stations like yours that can help us to spread the word, and we're very grateful for their support. And it really, it's the community that makes a difference for us, so we cannot thank you and all of them enough for all the work that you do for us.
Well, Debbie Salmon, we appreciate your time this morning. Debbie Salmon, VP for the Al Siegel Community of Agencies over there. If you are in need of services, they can point you in the right direction. We encourage you to reach out. If you're sitting there at home saying, well, I don't necessarily need the services, however, I would like to support, hit that website, alsiegel.org. That's alsiegel.org. Or you can text, like Debbie said, number is 56651 to text there, and they can make that financial donation, correct?
That's correct. Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely. Debbie, very nice chatting with you this morning. We appreciate all you guys do over there. Thank you much.
Keep well.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGC, DJRO Broadcasting.